Okay. Today is March 17th, 1975. I am here in the studio of Corrado Parducci, who is has been and is an architectural sculptor. My name is Dennis Berry, and this is the first tape we are doing about Mr. Parducci's life and career. May I call you
Joe is
Joe. Okay, Joe. Dennis, for the tape here.
Yes.
Joe, I'd like to start off with just talking about your background. I mean, exactly, where were you born, and what type of family were you born into?
Well, I was born in a small town near Pisa,
Italy. Oh,
about 10 miles east of Pisa, right, a mountain village.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Buti was is the name of it. Village, and I had a very strange beginning. We were a large family, 13 children, and I was about the middle, about the fifth or sixth child. But my father left the family in Italy and took me. I was 4 years old at the time. Took me along. I might have been a problem child for all I know, but. Yeah, he took me along, and when he got here to New York, he couldn't take care of me, so he put me in a Catholic asylum or institution. And there I forgot my language, I forgot my mother and brother and brothers and sisters. I was there about 18 months. And when they my dad finally brought the family over, I had to be reintroduced to these foreigners. And it didn't take me very long to communicate with my parents. Well, I lived on MacDougall Street. MacDougall and the corner of Minetta Lane. You know, are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm familiar.
It's a tenement right on the corner.
Yeah.
I lived in other places before that, but that's where one lived there the longest. And it was right just a half a block away from Eugene O'Neill's theater group, you know, there. That was just half a block north of 3rd Avenue. There's an elevator there.
Right.
And that was my playground, and that in Washington Square, and also MacDougall Alley, you know, where all the sculptors and all the great, St. Gaudens and French, and that generation were all in that area.
Did you see these people, like you mentioned, St. Gaudens and...
Well, at the time, of course, I didn't recognize their stature, you know, as a child. But there was a Mrs. Harry Payne Whitney at that time that was very much interested in the slum children. And she inquired at the school and got the names of a dozen or so boys that showed aptitude in the arts. And she came over to the house and asked my parents if I would not permit, if they would not permit me to attend a class at the settlement house on MacDougall Street. A class was formed, and there was a sculptor, a very able sculptor, named Alvin Palasek. Did you ever hear that? He had just come back from the academy in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, he took a charge of the class there.
How old were you?
I must have been about 8 or 9.
I see, very early.
Let's see, the only way I can figure is I was in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Palasek took a liking to me. He invited me up to his studio, and they got me interested in his work and, you know, his manner, besides being in his class. At the time, he was working on a large portrait of J.P. Morgan, I recall that. Well, of course, I grew up, and at about 1915, the classes, I continued classes.
At the settlement house?
Oh, yes. First, for a couple of years there, and then the class moved in the basement of a public school, which was taught by a man by the name of